get it. The Bird Show.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know enough about women's parts to know if this is even accurate or not, if this can even be done. But I just know that the theory itself was off-putting, I think. Okay?
Almost offensive?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Okay. Oh, so you don't know if you should be offended or not?
I think I am.
Okay. Can that be a new segment? Should I be offended?
I'm offended for you, and I'm offended for Abby more than I am me. So there's a dude on Instagram right now that claims that if he is taking a look at WNBA players, Women's National Basketball Association players, cycles, and betting on how they're going to do in the game based on their cycle.
On their menstrual cycle?
On their menstrual cycle.
How does he know what their menstrual cycle is?
He can tell. He's looking at the bloating.
I don't know.
Were they slower last week?
Has he hacked their period trackers on their phone?
Let me give you two examples of at Fade Me Bets and how he is making money on predicting women's cycles in the WNBA.
Ugh.
Betting on WNBA players based on their period cycles, we got a victim, boys. Hammer the under 22.5 points and rebounds on Aaliyah Boston. She is in her late luteal phase, which means that her strength is decreased and her aerobic fitness is decreased. And because she's like a forward/center, that's bad for her because she needs to get physical to score. She needs to have a good aerobic system to keep up running in transition. She's cooked. This is easy. She's not clearing this. This is 22.5 points and rebounds, take the under. And this is in the New York Liberty and Indiana Fever game. Log it in, boys. Last five in a row have cashed. Let's make it the last six in a row for period cycle bets.
All right, so two things here that we need to take into account, right?
This is a joke.
No, it's not. If you don't know what an over-under is, they'll basically, the odds maker say, hey, in this game, we think this woman will score 27 points. So do you think that they will score over or under 27 points? So what he's saying is he's taking a look at the cycle, and he's saying because of the part of the cycle that she's in right now, she won't have endurance, she won't be feeling so great, so take the under. And he's hit five in a row now doing this.
Okay, so here's the thing. Luteal, like, phases are a thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, your body, like, every 28 days, a woman's body fluctuates. But there's no way this dude knows, like, that she's in the luteal phase. And what if she's on an IUD and she doesn't even have a period? Like, there's so many. This dude is so weird. And plus, I clicked on the link. Uh-huh. He loses all credit because he wears a black ski mask and goggles so you can't identify him.
He knows he's going to take so much heat.
He's literally in disguise wearing a black ski mask and goggles so you can't identify him.
He looks like he's in that online group Anonymous.
Yes!
Because he knows he's going to take so much heat from women. So here's another one on Paige Buchers.
Betting on WNBA players based on their period cycles. We got a victim, boys. Take Paige Beckers and hammer the under 15.5 points. Again, I've been analyzing her cycles. And 2 weeks ago, she just finished her ovulation phase, meaning that yesterday, she just finished her luteal phase, which is perfect because after the luteal phase, of course, the period cycle restarts again, where the estrogen is at its lowest point. So, based on that information, we are taking the under Paige Beckers, 15.5 points. Lock it in.
All right. So, I'm guessing what he's doing is his audience is basically dudes that have no idea.
No clue.
About women's parts. And they're like, okay, he must got it.
I love this so much because we have two, I love you, but clueless dudes in studio, Mikey and Jackson. So, there are four main phases in a woman's menstrual cycle. What are those phases?
Luteal.
Yep, because you said that one.
The period.
Menstruation.
The period.
Waning gibbous.
Who?
Hat crescent.
Waning
moon.
Crescent.
He also said another one.
Menopause.
Nope.
Category five.
Like when you're most likely to get pregnant, a woman is what?
Ovulating.
Oh, there you go.
No. Ovulation. And there's one more phase.
DEFCON 4.
Mean.
Six on the Richter scale.
Mean.
Honestly, that should be like the more simple terms. The mean phase.
Chocolate.
Okay. The chocolate phase.
Follicular.
Okay.
For the follicle.
Like what?
Follicular. Yeah.
My favorite comment on this whole thing was, is this considered blood money?
I mean, I'm not offended because I can't even take this dude seriously. He's such a moron.
Well, he's got five in a row. That's all I heard.
I don't know how he's doing it, because there's no way, unless he's going through these women, he's found out where they live and he's going through their trash and knows like when they're using certain products. Otherwise, he's just, this is creepy. It's giving creepy. And the fact that he's hidden his identity, I cannot take this dude seriously.
All right. So Jackson got you really upset, huh, Mikey?
Yeah.
What's going on, dude?
He's got me riled up over here.
Riled up.
He's got me riled up. You ever find something out about a friend that completely changes the way that you look at them and you no longer have the amount of respect you had for them at one point?
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm going through right now.
What did you do?
With my friend Jackson here.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've been in high spirits. We went and played golf yesterday. It seemed like a good time.
No, this is a fun game. Jackson, what did you do? You have to start naming off things you've done that you think has caused Mikey to lose all respect for you.
What could you have possibly have done? I'm guessing it happened on this golf course. If you guys are spending 4 hours with each other.
I beat him up pretty good on the golf course.
Well,
maybe that's
why. Yeah, but I did good, though. Tell him I did good.
He did all right.
I played good golf yesterday. Good golfer here, going on the PGA Tour. But no, Jackson knows what this is. He has to know because he could tell I was bothered by it.
Well, he kept on asking me a bunch of questions and then saying, I bet you hate this too, so I think it's about something that I probably don't like.
Yeah, you're pretty close. I put out the idea, because it sounds like a good time, that, hey, our girlfriends are friends, we're friends, let's go to the beach. That's what people do whenever they want to have fun and relax and enjoy these gifts that creation has given us.
So go on like a little mini vacation together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww, fun.
He hates the beach, this guy. He hates the beach. He can't stand the beach.
But he doesn't, he's cool with going on vacation with you. He just doesn't want to go on
to
the beach.
Well, no, I thought, then I was like, let's go to the mountains. He says, I hate the mountains. He hates everything. He wants to sit in his hot apartment all day.
I don't think he hates everything, Mikey. He just doesn't want to go on vacation with you.
I knew someone was going to say that. I did all the addition. Turns out I'm the best. Nobody doesn't want to go on vacation with me. So that can't be it either.
I don't like the beach. And I frankly, I don't love traveling all that much. So
you travel so much. You take off more days of vacation than all of us combined.
But it's not vacation for me. It's because I have obligations to other people. I'm traveling for weddings and to see family and all these other things. If it was my choice, I wouldn't really go to any of these.
Oh, it's so hard being so popular.
So many weddings.
I have so many friends.
All right, so let's just break it down here. So it's not that you don't want to hang out with Mikey and his girlfriend. It's just that you don't want to go somewhere. So, and on any kind of vacation.
But what does he want to do here? Like, do you want to go on a hike? No, I hate the rocks. Like, he hates something about everything. I'm this close to just filling up his backpack with sand just to spite him.
Yeah, I don't like hiking either. But no, it has nothing to do with Mikey or Trent. It's just, I love hanging out with them. I would just rather do things here and not have to go somewhere. I hate the traveling part of traveling, and that's enough to turn me off to the point where I'm just I don't want to do it at all.
You like the destination, you just hate the journey.
Well, that's what they say. The journey doesn't matter. It's all about the destination.
Even though you say that, most of the time whenever I'm somewhere, like, I get there and it's fun for, like, you know, a couple hours. But then after that, I'm like, I'd kind of just rather be home.
That's what's infuriating to me. Who goes to the beach and is like, meh, it's whatever. It's like, this is the best place you could ever be in your life. It doesn't get better. That's like that's God's little gift to you.
Except you're there, and that's clearly his problem.
Maybe that's a problem, but...
PTSD there, Bert.
A little bit. But I can tell you that this can turn around because there was a time where I suggested this to Kristen and she offended me. She was so passionate about never going on vacation and I held it over her head for a decade. Now she begs me to go. Unfortunately, now she begs me in a minute.
I can't wait for him to come crawling back.
It's the Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.